tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no.
Hello, welcome to Newspox. We ain't gone to rehab.
No, we're still here.
Yep. It's the 17th of October, and the news is that Madonna has nicked a baby.
It's Tuesday.
She nicked it yesterday, but it's only arrived here today due to the time differences and the flights from Malawi.
They had to go through a wormhole.
We did, because that's what happens when you come from Africa.
Yep.
The poor baby has been hounded to death by journalists, mainly from the BBC, from what I can understand.
It hasn't been raped, though.
It hasn't been raped, so that's good. Sometimes you just mention rape for the sake of it, Zina.
I know.
But I feel sorry for the kid. I know exactly what it's been doing for the last 24 hours, and I'm not even interested.
Crying and
sitting. I know more about what he's been doing than I know about what I've been doing. He's been riding on some PA's left hip and wearing a hoodie. And now Madonna's got a bicycle in her garage. I know all of these things.
But surely you know more about what you've been doing. Like, for instance, do you know what colour nappy the baby's wearing, baby Davy?
Imagine this has got a white nappy on.
You imagine? What colour are your knickers?
Black.
What colour are my knickers?
Pink.
I knew you were looking.
What colour are they?
Pink.
I don't know. What colour are they? Show me.
Just for the benefit of the listeners, I'm just...
They're orange with pink trim. I've got those ones. They're the ones that say, I'm rich on the market.
No, they're not. They're very sexy split crop.
From Agent Provocateur.
Yeah.
science news?
Yeah.
Scientists have been doing some important work. They've decided what we've looked like in the future. We're all going to look like Gollum.
But we'll be part of the super race.
Yeah, basically, after... In 100... Is it 100 years? Yeah, 2000 and... 3006.
1,000 years.
1,000 years, everyone's going to be really handsome. Mm-hmm. Men are going to have big willies. Ladies' breasts are going to be just perfect.
Pert
and lovely.
Shiny, glossy hair.
On their breasts.
Clear skin, clear eyes.
Everyone's going to look gorgeous. And then what's... But I don't really understand how we all get better and then it gets worse. Because they reckon we're going to divide into two species.
It's to do with the jawbone.
Oh.
Because... we'll all be eating such processed foods that we won't need to chew anymore. We'll lose our jawbone, then end up looking like that motherfucker.
A sort of chinless old man, like, Gollum-style-y.
Yeah. And then some people won't. If we all have Jamie Oliver's school dinners, we'll be fine, but...
If we carry on eating turkey Twizzlers,
we'll be,
Gollum is where we're going to be at.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to split off into, there's going to be Trogs and there's going to be Buttes. Hopefully we'll...
Is that what they're called?
Trogs and Buttes, yeah. So that's what science has been up to. To be honest, I don't think we'll still be around in 10,000 years. Planet will be fucked by then.
Little Kim Jong Ely Pops.
Ely Pair. Him and little Toy Sheridan. They've had a little bit...
They'll have made genetically modified
little people,
little politician babies that swing from town to town, dropping atom bombs and being monkeys.
Right, any other news?
Yes.
David Cameron's been visiting a play school. He's got a picture of him. What he's done is a puzzle here where he's put different coloured rings on a stick and they change their different size.
Nice, well done, him.
Like Sudoku.
Jennifer Aniston felt the need to speak to the American public.
She's got a lot to say.
She needed to get something off her chest.
What was it?
She phoned up Oprah, she said, can I come on?
Mm.
I need, what I've got to say, needs to go to a lot of people. Oprah said, yeah, come on. She got there in front of the studio audience. What is it? She went, well, people keep saying that I've had a boob job and I haven't. I've just put a few pounds on from eating lots of cheese.
That was it, that was the big announcement.
Yep.
Disappointing for Oprah, but if any celebrities want to come on Newsbox and announce that they haven't had a boob job, call in.
More than welcome.
More than welcome.
I tell you who hasn't had a boob job.
Who?
You.
That's true. That's why I'm allowed to enter the Page 3 Idol.
Yep.
Which I haven't done yet, but I will do.
Yep.
Until I forget. I had a good funny idea for a pose.
Oh yeah.
Two mugs of tea.
That's very The Sun, isn't
it? Yeah, The Sun, I like that.
And I was thinking for mine, I needed to somehow have my arms in the air in order for them to go up.
Well, we all need that. That's
my box of tea idea was going to be like that.
What about hanging from a monkey bar?
Yeah.
In a park or a school playground?
That would work. Where is there some monkey bars around here?
Gym.
Tell you what, we could do it in here, can't we?
Probably, yeah. Talking of monkeys, the Arctic Monkeys have been nominated for four Q Awards, and the Metro pointed out that they show no sign of losing their appeal.
So I'm bored of them.
After 6 months in show business.
Bored.
What a squee man. They've only had two singles out, haven't they? They haven't had a single out for ages.
No. John Gaunt.
Is he a cunt?
He's a cunt. He's pretty keen on Madonna, though.
Hmm. Is he's pro the little brown baby?
He is, yeah. He says, I have friends who adopted a little Chinese baby a few years ago, and it obviously hasn't all been a bed of roses or like an episode of a Wendy Craig family sitcom.
Oh, so she doesn't cook them a horrible dinner and make them have their breakfast with Nicholas Lyndhurst?
No.
Disappointing.
The simple bottom line is that the Queen of Pop is doing... See, the simple bottom line, and then goes on to say, the Queen of Pop.
It's a simple bottom line.
What a cunt.
Apparently, if you have a tattoo...
Yes.
There's more science here.
Yep.
If you have a tattoo, it makes your skin less sensitive. Who'd have thought it?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. In just that area?
Yeah, not generally. Or does it? No.
Well, I won't be having that clitoris tattoo then.
That'd be exactly the wrong thing to do.
And I won't be having my nipples tattooed either.
I know, it's a big change of plans.
Or any of my other erogenous zones, like...
Back of your knees.
Back of my knees. That bit there. That bit there. This bit here.
Oh, I know another one of yours.
Oh,
that bit there.
That bit there. Oh, and you. You couldn't have one there, could you?
No,
there.
Oh, that'd be a disaster.
That bit there. Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's still there. No, you couldn't have one there. Anyway. Robbie has said that...
Robbie Williams?
Liam
Gallagher?
Is ugly and inbred. And he's got a fair point.
He's got a fair point. He's of the underclass, I believe.
Yeah, he's a golem.
He's a trog.
Trog. And Williams is a beaut. Talking of beauts, Brittany.
She's looking beautiful.
She's looking lovely.
She's just had a baby. She's blooming, isn't she? Massive knockers.
Massive knockers, but looks like quite, you know, thin... Oh.
Breastfeeding, that's right.
Yeah, she's like, she ain't dressed like a tramp there either, which helps.
Talking of being dressed like a tramp, Kelly Brook has designed her own underwear range for New Look, who previously she'd done a swimwear range for.
Yeah.
So here they are. She's got big tits.
She has massive.
And the thing is, we always go, oh, Kelly Brook, she's a lovely, curvaceous girl. She's really curvaceous. Look at, she's tiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like Jordan. Massive knockers, tiny body.
But she, her face looks a bit weird, but the underwear's nice. I think it's some airbrushing that they've done. But that looks quite nice.
It's nice.
I like the shape of the pants there. With the
thing
TV.
Is, though, it's all style over substance with these cheap bras, isn't
Well,
it?
She says that they're made of satin and silk. So, who knows?
Who knows?
I might have to go to New Look and have a look at Kelly Brook's underwear.
You could give it a go.
A fetishist who tried to kill his wife, it was yesterday, convicted of killing his wife. I don't think she actually died, but she had a... It's all a bit weird. They met on a fetish website. They lived... got married and lived as master and slave for a while. And eventually...
Is he the master?
Yeah. She went... she fell apart. The marriage fell apart because apparently he was too violent.
And she said, can I have a go now?
And he said, nope. So he tried to kill her, but she had a latex allergy, and he... put some latexy fingers in her mouth and tried to kill
her. That's a shame, having a latex allergy, if you're really like pervy like that, isn't it?
Well, is it?
Yeah, latex is all part of the garb, isn't it?
You'd probably splash out on leather if you're allergic.
Condom, what are they made out of?
Latex.
But she's got AIDS.
Korea, North Korea, interesting. Apparently, they're... Millions of North Koreans are facing starvation now because China and South Korea give them loads of food to feed the poor. Kim Jong is off, you know, building nuclear weapons, and half the people in his country are starving. I think that's disgusting. So if you do want to adopt a child, oh, look at the cute little Korean girl. She's very sweet. They're pretty. So,
get one of them.
Get one of them.
When they grow up, though, like, well, if you get one, don't let it have a perm or dye its hair brown. She always looks bad. Don't let it be grumpy. It reminds me of someone I used to work for.
Hartley?
Yeah. A village soccer team is celebrating its first goal ever after conceding 100 in their first 6 games.
Oh, 100? Wow, that's six like games. If I play football.
Jesus, yeah, they had scorelines such as 22-0, 20-0, 37-0.
You know, yesterday there was pictures of monkeys.
Yep.
In the paper that look like people.
Yeah.
This monkey doesn't look like a person, but you know, there's that monkey I went, we didn't think it was real, he looked a bit weird. I think that's another one.
Fucking hell.
The same thing. They're macaque monkeys, but they're a special sort. Sulawesi crested macaque. They're particularly weird. Apparently monkeys know what they look like. And the scientists are thick today, aren't they? Oh, there's some good stupid science news. Tattoos make your skin less sensitive. I thought that was obvious. People are going to turn into trogs, obvious. Monkeys know what they look like, obvious. He can look at pictures of his kith and kin and distinguish them from other monkeys.
Yeah, that's not very unusual.
Really, I
don't know. I mean, spiders.
Unless he was brought up in isolation and then he could go, that's one of me. That's impressive. But apparently he couldn't do it with other animals. So he'd do it between different species of monkeys that looked similar.
Yep.
They keep farting because the door's closed and there's no air in this office.
Was it a fart? It was just a movement.
But when they sort of put pictures of tigers and big cats in there, you couldn't tell the difference.
Tiger Woods is in trouble.
Is he?
Yeah, he did some TV show and they said, oh, so how was the game? You know, after he'd finished, he said, well, I'm not very good, I played like a spaz.
On PC.
Everyone's gone mental. It's also on PC.
Jamie Oliver is in the news yet again. Some woman has been cooking Jamie Oliver style food. Oh no, she hasn't. She's been cooking good, fresh, healthy food, but 20 parents at the school have put a petition saying, you've got to do better than that, but more like Jamie Oliver. And now she's been hounded by these parents. Looks like she's got, this is the menu. Cheese and tomato pasta, jacket potatoes, baked beans, mixed salad, garlic bread, fresh fruit or fruit flapjack, another day, roast chicken, breast and gravy, leek and lentil pie, creamed potatoes, broccoli and carrots. Sounds quite nice, make me quite hungry.
Yeah, I want all of that.
Yeah, it sounds alright. Wholemeal apple crumble and custard.
That sounds quite like school dinners from like my era.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of stuff they ever knew at school. There's been some awards and like nominations for some award.
What award is it? Is it Q Awards?
TV Awards.
Okay.
Most popular reality TV programme. Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, The Apprentice. Most popular TV contender, Carol Thatcher from I'm a Celebrity, Chantelle from Big Brother, Nikki from Big Brother.
Seriously,
Big
Brother. These are... Oh.
Yeah.
They go to the dogs, haven't
they? It makes me want to vomit.
I'll tell you where you wouldn't vomit if you went to restaurant Gordon Ramsay.
Why?
Because it's very expensive. You might vomit at the price, but I'm imagining food's very good quality, as it's average dinner is £117 a head.
Fucking hell, that's loads.
I know. But the most expensive, I don't think it was that much really. I was thinking,
I always thought it'd be
loads and loads. I don't know. What, I mean, I'm not saying food? I pay for it. That's including wine. Oh, a glass of wine and a tip.
Very expensive.
There's a place in Tokyo where it's £216 per meal.
A thief has returned a rare egg he stole from a museum 43 years ago. a note from the culprit, said he took it as a child in 63. He added, I do apologise profusely. We do things as kids we would never dream of doing as adults. I would have returned this very much earlier, only it has just resurfaced following the death of a parent.
Aww.
It was a little bustard's egg in bubble wrap, and he put it in the tin and posted it anonymously. They said, we're pleased to have it back.
I'll tell you what, it's not going to act now, is it?
Nice story.
It is a good story, I like
you
the
You never know, all that, those ants in Amber, they get hatched into dinosaurs.
Nature finds a way.
It does.
Just, this is a note for you, from, if you've got a spare room, you're wasting £20,000.
Right.
Because you don't use it, you pay extra for your mortgage, blah blah blah, extra energy and power to heat the house. Not worth it unless you have people to stay. Most people say they have a spare bedroom and they only use it 6 times a year for people to visit. Some 2% say, I don't know, 1 in 5 have never had anyone to stay overnight. Ain't got any friends. 2% say once a week they have somebody over to stay. That's nice, they're friendly.
Yeah. I imagine if I had a spare room I'd have people stay over all the time.
Mm.
Visitors, you know, Simon, he'd come, stay over.
That's nice. That's an invitation, Simon.
Yeah.
You know, other property news. Yeah, yesterday I said someone's going to buy a bus shelter. It was a joke.
Yeah. It wasn't.
A public toilet with stunning sea views fetched £25,000 at auction yesterday. It measured just 3.6 by 3 metres.
Where is it?
Cornwall.
Does it have any land?
Yeah, that's what it's... I mean, yeah, it comes with land and it's got permission to develop the site for leisure use, but you've spoiled the joke, so...
Right.
Car surfing stunt is madness. Apparently there's a new craze amongst kids for surfing on the top of a car. Now, say I'm an idiot if you are, it might, but I'm fairly sure that happened in the 80s in Teen Wolf.
You'd certainly surf on a bus.
He was surfing on a van on that when he was the wolf. He was very popular for silly, it weren't bad. After 8 months of relaunching for the Eat and Go generation, it's basically munchies.
Oh, like a munchie. Nice. Well, like a munchie. What's she had done to her gob?
She's had some lipstick put on.
Looks like a cunt.
Lee Mack is the missing link.
In?
Between us.
Right.
They've asked Lee Mack what he's up to. What are you listening to?
We've had this before.
No. Because this is better.
Right, go on.
I've just bought Richard Hawley's album, Cole's Corner. Brilliant. That's the last album I bought. That's what I was listening to this weekend.
Oh, go on.
My favourite album of all time is London Nil, Hole 4 by the House Martins. Oh. I was 18 or 19 when it came out. I don't know why I like it so much. I've always just loved the House Martins. Oh. There we are. That's somebody who... Lee Mack, it turns out.
See, this is the thing. Like, in the last time he was in the Metro and they asked him what he was listening to, he said the House Martins, the Beautiful South, the Smiths, Spandau Ballet, and I think Rufus Wainwright.
Ah, Rufus Wainwright, that would be the one that I like. And Spandy.
Yep.
Interesting, so it turns out that we probably should make friends with Lee Mack. Next time I see him in Primark, I'll broach the subject. Thanks for listening, we'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, what's that thing on your... that crawl? I think it's a bug. Ooh, hang on, I'll just, it's gone in your tits, hang on a minute.
Stop it! Stop touching my tits, Zina. Why do they sound like metal?
I don't know, what funny bra are you wearing?
Why were you doing that?